hey folks, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is our third edition this week, as it is Wednesday. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor from our Delaware campus, and I'm joining you right now from sunny Florida. Just kidding. I'm chilling here in Ohio, suffering through winter with the rest of you. So let's move our minds to happier things and talk about Jesus. This past Sunday, we kicked off our Now Playing series, and we were talking about Sweet Home Alabama. And kind of the way I approached it, I talked about Melanie and the main character and how I felt like, yes, the movie was about romance and things like that. But also there was this kind of pressing question throughout the course of the movie. What do I do with my past? Do I run from it? Do I reject it? Do I have to forge a new identity? There's a great statement in there, kind of, can I have roots and wings? Can I be who I was, but also make a new life for myself? And so that's kind of the question that we talked about, was what do we do with our past? And so we looked at a character from the Bible, Joseph, who was Jacob's son, the great-grandson of Abraham. And he had an incredibly broken past. His own brothers, at 17 years of age, his own brothers sold him into slavery. Trafficked him, and he ends up spending the next 13 years in slavery, in prison, based on a false accusation. Just some really awful things that are done to him. And if anyone had this maybe question to say, God, can you use my past for good? It would have been Joseph. But what we see is that God elevates him to the second highest position in all of Egypt, and he uses Joseph and his position to actually save the nation of Egypt and to save Joseph's own family. There's reconciliation between he and his brothers eventually, some 22 years later. And eventually Joseph is able to say to his brothers, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, what you meant for evil. He says, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. And so we just really honed in on that overarching wonderful statement of God's sovereignty in our lives, over every aspect of our lives. And one of the points that I kind of drew out of that, I said this, that God doesn't waste anything in our past. Nothing in our past is wasted by God. And I know that may be hard for some of us to believe. Some of us have done things in our past that we're really ashamed of. And then some of us have had things done to us in our past that we just maybe struggle with believing. God, could you really use this for good? But we have this incredible promise in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that says God works all things for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. And so I don't want to minimize. Certainly there are things that maybe you've done, things that I've done, that I look back at and think, I am not proud of that. And I'm not saying, actually, it's a really good thing. Or I am not saying that things done to you are actually really good things. We just have to spin them differently. There are absolutely things that we've done and things been done to us in the past that are like morally evil things that other people did for evil. And yet what I am saying is that God doesn't waste those experiences. And when you come into a love relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ, God's able to work those things ultimately somehow in his great sovereignty and power for good. And that, I hope, is a comforting thought, especially when you think not just of Joseph, but of Jesus. The fact that God was able to take Jesus dying on a cross, which other people meant for evil, and God used it for the salvation of mankind. If he can do that, then he can take anything from our past and use it for his glory and for our good as well. So this morning, I hope you'll take just a moment to pray to the Lord. First, thank him for his sovereignty and his goodness and his incredible power and ability to take even bad, evil things and work them for good. And then if you struggle to believe this, maybe just ask the Lord this morning. Ask him right now, Father, help me to see and believe that you can take even the things of my past and use them for your glory and for your good. Thanks for joining us up until this point. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow as we continue on with the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great rest of the day.